Good afternoon. This is Inside SCOM, and my name is Michael Kaido. Inside SCOM is a production of the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. SCOM is a student movement that is committed to evangelization, discipleship, leadership development, and counseling of students. Today in the program, we'll finalize the teaching on Call to a Life of Integrity that will be facilitated by Erin Napala. We'll also hear testimony from Cleverson Kisale and an update on what's happening in SCOM. So please don't change the dial. But for a start, I invite Lauren Dego and will give us a track titled Hold On To Me.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen. When I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me again. When I don't.
Hold On To Me, a song done by Lauren Dego, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR. And today, you are with me, Mike Wakaidon. And I'll invite Erin Napala to conclude the teaching on Call to a Life of Integrity.
Ethical leaders will lead by example, guided by principles, by rules. But make sure the rules that are guiding your decision-making processes are Bible-based. The problem we have today, we have many who profess to be Christians, but by their works, they are saying otherwise. Titus 1, verse 15 and 16. Integrity is honesty, walking the talk. And as leaders, leadership is all about example. Leading by example. And Jesus is our model. So if we say we are Christians, let's be what we profess to be. Our source of ethics as Christians is the Bible. Ndipo tikawerenga mawu ndikuachita tidzachita bwino. Koma tikakhala kumva mawu osawachita tikunzinyenga roka. Deceiving ourselves. So integrity is all about doing the word. If you want to be guided by the principles of the Bible, then read the Bible. Know what is there and make sure you are doing it. You are following it. But I want us to look at just one example of a man who lived a life of integrity apart from Daniel we are talking about. Another man is Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 3 to 5. Standing before everyone, calling everyone to testify. Testify today before men and before God. Whose ox have I taken? Who did I cheat? In whose hands did I receive a bribe to blind my eyes so that I could bend justice? If there is anyone who can testify against me today, I'll make it right. And there was nobody. Ndiangata menanga ime, nkunena molimba mtima. Kuri ali avinali bichifukwa ndine vano anene. Tingalimba mtima. Fati kudziwa kuti akula kulu. Anfanada atisakire zifukwa ifati tani atibezera. But Samuel is another example of a man who lived a life of integrity. Marks of integrity. How do we know this one is living a life of integrity? Number one, marks of integrity, an excellent attitude, or simply excellency. One who is living a life of integrity has got an excellent attitude. Verse number 3, Daniel chapter number 6. This Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. He was good at what he was doing. You can't claim to be a person of integrity, but when you are given a responsibility, when you are given a task, mumango chita yaponda ya. Kana sali yakulu nkuviga. Bora ngo adziwa kuti ndarani. Integrity is all about excellence. Be putting in your all, your best. If you don't do a good job, what do people say about the God you claim to serve? Our God is an excellent God, and we are His representatives on earth. So whatever we touch, whatever we do, we must do it with excellency. We must show the world that we have done our best. We have put in our all our effort. So an excellent spirit was in him, and that was what distinguished him. So now is man who has achieved distinguish. Chifuajoni na kuti they have been working hard. Akafika pamamba akamakwezedwa ife timamba uchita msanje. Zimene zvichitika apa. Daniel and that recognition from the king. He was excellent at what he was doing. Number 2, faithfulness and diligence at work. Verse number 4, Daniel chapter number 6. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any other fault because he was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. Diligence and faithfulness. Muga gwira nchito inuyo. Muzikala kuri mwamaliza nchito yo. Osati wina kakai gwira koma zifukwa mbwe panchito yo inuyo magwira. You are qualified for that job, for that position, and you are being paid for that job, for that position. And then you do it like, haliko wina waka zime amenaka kumalizili. Why are you being paid for that? And utimafuna maule muma promotion kunchito yo, eh? Are we diligent enough? Are we faithful? Do we deliver? Kufuna malipiro ambiri ambiri anthama kufuna kwa basi. Koma malipiro tukwafuna wandika gwiriro katuka nchito kagwirizana. Sala lesa kundikwezera, sala lesa kundikwezera. Are you serious? Ukugwira nchito yako mukhulupirika. The last one to come kunchito, the first one to leave the office. Missing deadlines, ngati pali munthu wanuchita miss my deadlines. Ndiwe nthawi zonse, that's cheating. Yes, timakhala ndi zifukwa. Zomveka bwinoso. Tikafotokozaso anthu amatitani? Amatimvetsa. Koma chikhale chikhalipi. Nokhana okha obwera kunchito mochedwa. Daily, iweka. Weka weka meno makhala ndi zifukwa zoyerukira mwansanga. Weka. Weka weka. No, something is wrong. Number 3, marks of integrity, personal purity. Akulu akulu, izi zamachita Daniel, zisamachita pretend. The guy was pure at heart. Amachita izi chifoyo ti mtima wake unali kale wongoka. When you do things just to impress people, it will not take very long before people will really describe who you are. Ndichifuwa chakata mchera misampa kumuchita stade kumuchita stade na mtu yusa asinta basi. Ndi mene ye aliri. Because first and foremost, he was pure. So integrity without the purity of heart will be very difficult. Chifuwa, it's like just living to impress people. But if you are just living to impress people, ima figa and how, your robber, the true you, will come out. You don't have to pretend. You have to be you. Be who you are. So purity is another mark of a person who walks in integrity. Number four, consistency. Daniel was consistent in his walk with God. Verse number 10. We said integrity is it's the consistent application of biblical principles. So in our conduct, we need to show that we are consistently walking with God, consistently choosing God, consistently fearing God. So Daniel demonstrated that he was consistent in his walk with God. This man had served how many kings? Four in his lifetime. But he was very consistent. And maybe that was what kept him at the palace for that long. Very consistent in his walk with God. Verse number 10. Akuti Daniel atadziwa zvacholembedzwacho. Rabirabe chipinda chake chapamwamba kutsegura window facing Jerusalem praying as he was doing. It was his custom. Sada sinhe machitidwe chifukwa choti kwalembedwa lamulo. He was consistent. Ambiri tikangopyezedwa pang'ono timarani timasintha machitidwe koma sana sinhe. Ijiji ndichimene anthada mudziwa nacho. Andi ndichimene chapangitsa kuti lamulo lilibwere ukasintha zioneka cha. Who do you fear most? Andi ndikumene wachokera, I think he knew better. The God I know. Lero ndilero basi chifukwa tikwabwera ano chilamulo ichi. Basi ndisiye kupemphera mujati chitira mucha. Adapitiriza monga mwachikhalidwe chake. Monga momwe amachitira tsiku lina lililonse sadasiye. Consistency. Number 5, marks of integrity, respect for authority. You cannot be a person living a life of integrity and you have no respect for authority. As my awili tukwa agamba my midwife aja, ngakhale mfumu atabwera nkwa fusa, chifukwa chani? Adayankha mwana? Ai ndithu. Amadziwa kuti awanda mfumu ndithu. Adayankha maulemu wake. Ah, pepana afumu, kungori azimai achihebberiwa, ndosiyana, ndi azimai akwa igupuro. Ngolimba, akumachizana oka. When it came to Daniel, verse 21-22 of the same chapter, Daniel 6, he knew what was at stake. Finally, Adam Peza, amugwira, akamponya, nzenjira mikango. Mulungu wa Daniel, wachita zimene amata. Watseka paka mwa mikango, afumu atasowa tulo usiku wose kubwera kusacheka kodi Daniel mulungu wako amene umampembeza wakupulumutsa kodi. Did Daniel blame the king? No. Actually, by accepting to be thrown into the lion's den, it was a mark of respect for authority. He did not protest. He did not appeal. He did not say sin nalabwe china chili chose. It was law. He respected it. Only that he defied it. But when it comes to judgment, he respected the decision of the king. He went willingly, without protesting, without even trying to appeal anybody. When the king finally came, oh, king, live forever. Zabino bino. Sabu ajita blema mfumu. Kuri maona. Kapena kuyamba kuchubula marimurani. Marimurani. Oh, inditu. Afumu. Ule muani. On that one, can we go to Romans chapter 13? Ashina matambiri amasikwa no, we don't know how to respect authority. We may not be in agreement, but respect others. Respect those that are in authority. They may not be believers, but God bless them to be your leaders, whoever they may be. Ashina marambira kwa mavuto chifukwa cha majawi. Izi zoka fumu sini ngabange. Iyai palinjira yojitira. Mwaulemu. Chigamulwa chikabwela kuti mwalagwira la mulo vomerani mwalagwira la mulo ngati mbote. Mwalagwira la mulonga. Akodi ntuzemu. Chifuwa la mulo lorani. Ndulole mbedwa. Denu madani la mulo. Mwalira gwira. Then accept. Ambuye. Ulagwa baba dena rani. Talagwa. Kumajifote ti mafuno ole mekezai. Kumambakula ndire ule. Ngarindi jirangu, baba jirangu rirani. Tigwira kumamuziche petasu. Osa ni kugwira kumali esa adziwe kuna nalanga ula gwira. Romans chapter 13 verse 1, 3 and 4, then verse number 7. Paying taxes is integrity, guys. Kushita run business imupeze pindula juluga. Ndukumatawa kulibira mzongo. Siji krisi. Taxes to whom taxes are due. Respect to whom respect is due. Honor to whom honor is due. Revenue to whom revenue is due. Ngati mufuna mukhale moyo opanda mantha, akuti mulemekeze wamene ali moyo mulio. They can be a terror to you if you don't do what they expect you to do. So one mark of integrity is respect for authority. And however many times in Bible, they defied the king's orders, yes, because they feared God, but they did that with reverence, not with arrogance. You may know more than the one who is above you. Respect them. There is a reason God blessed them above you. Finally, something that is just general, in relation to faithfulness, I want to emphasize on the point of faithfulness. Mark number 6 is the ability to keep promises and to honor your vows. Integrity has got a lot to do with keeping promises and honoring of vows. We have a lot of people, brothers and sisters, hot in quotes in the Lord, who do not know how to keep their vows. The day they were making vows, pagulantu, pamaso pamulungu, they were all smiles. Ndizakukonda ndimtima wanga wose. Till death do us part. Follow them up. See if they are honoring those vows. A lot of promises are made, but very few are kept. Kunchito, people sign contracts. Panchito yi, ndipo nilitsa izi, ndipanga izi, ndipanga izi. Rarely do people keep your promise. Komanda sainira. This is what I will do. By the end of this period, this is what I will do. If you fail to do that for reasons that are outside your control, fine and good. But some people fail for reasons that are within their control. Faithfully deliver on your promises. If it is a vow you made, make sure you keep your vows. That is integrity. Ambuyaga kupatani mabanja kutogologunu. Musa nakalumbire paguwa paja. Be so certain. Kutipa uyuyu inenda rani. Ndamaliza. Ndaterapa uyuyu. Ola kakamwe la wina. Masuwana kakale oteka. Kwa mene yoyo because you want to keep your vows. To this one. Honor your vows. As I conclude, Romans 2 verse 21 to 24. You who teach that people should not steal. Do you steal? Inu amene mapuzita kudan for sajidechi gololo. Do you commit adultery? And it says, you who teach the law, break the law. You dishonor God by breaking the law. And God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Integrity. Yofuni kila kwambiri kwa ifetose. Nijua inga joti zina la mulungu li sajidwe mwano. Chikrisidu, jisajidwe mwano. Some of us, it will be the only book they will ever get to read about God. From the way we live. So when we say, don't steal, you don't steal. When you teach about sexual purity, make sure you are sexually pure. That is Christianity. That is walking the talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellen Napala, for important tips on Called to a life of integrity.
Hi, my name is Will Sakala, and you're listening to Insights.com.
We now go to our testimony segment, and today we're going to hear from Cleverson Chisale.
I'm Cleverson Clemens Chisale, and I'm studying business management at Lilongwe Technical College. And there, I'm serving as a SCOM chair, and also I'm also serving as a Bible study coordinator for SCOM Central Region.
When did you become born again?
That was 2018, when I was Form 2. Actually, what happened, I just went to SCOM then just to attend fellow party. When I attended the fellow party, I wasn't born again at the time. So I attended the fellow party, that was 2018. And then the same day, I made a choice to receive Jesus Christ. And I even remember the message that was preached even that day. It was from nobody to somebody. So it actually happened with me. Yes. Okay. So coming the other week, I attended a normal service. So it's when I was chosen to be the chairman for SCOM. Wow. But that was my first day to be there. Yeah, so that's how it happened.
Which school was this?
That was Chibasura.
Ah, Chibasura Secondary.
Yeah.
Okay, so how was SCOM at Chibasura?
Actually, then it was on fire. When I say it was on fire, I mean its impact or whatever thing was happening, it was it was remarkable, both in the academic, whether spiritual, even the administration was depending upon SCOM in many activities.
What do you remember most? What's the most memorable moment for you at Chibasura Secondary?
Actually, it should be this day that I gave my life to Jesus Christ, because it was a moment that my life began. Mm-hmm. Yes.
At Lilongwe Technical College, how is SCOM there?
Recently, SCOM has faced a lot of activities, but we are coming into into form. Why am I saying this? Because we have like changes of how the academic calendar, how it works. So it affects us much, because in a moment that other people are going out, it's a moment other people are coming in. So it's like in every semester we are changing people. But recently, I've been a chair for maybe 6 months, and now we are growing in terms of numbers and also how our activities we are handling, we are growing.
What do you like most being in SCOM?
Wow. SCOM, number one, has shaped my life. What I like most to be in SCOM is SCOM exposes us to different people. Yeah, I can say in different occasions, I found myself in different places where I did not expect to be, and meeting different people I did not expect to be, to meet them in this life. And also, SCOM has helped to shape my spiritual life and as well as my academic life. Since being a leader, I've been a leader from the first week. Okay, so being a leader, I had to set an example. So it has shaped my academic life from a life many I could be at law, and then even I increased my academic level even through SCOM.
What would be your word of encouragement to fellow students?
There's a say that people say actually most of times about SCOM, but I'll say about academics. Because a lot of people, they think being in SCOM, that means you'll be a failure. We've seen people saying about it. But I want to challenge people to say being in SCOM doesn't mean you'll be failing in class. Because I've seen it my own, being a leader and doing different things in SCOM, but shaping my academic status. So what I can encourage people out there, actually my fellow youths that are at the age they can join SCOM at this level, I just want to encourage them to be part and parcel of SCOM. Because SCOM helps us much, both spiritual and even physical.
That's the voice of Cleverson Kisale, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
Hi, I'm Martha Konje, and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
Now, let me give you an update on what's happening in SCOM. The month of October is SCOM Awareness Month. This means that every SCOM institution, be it a SCOM branch or a SCOM of zone, is supposed to organize activities that will raise SCOM awareness in their locality. On Saturday, 19th October 2024, there will be a joint meeting at Luana Bunda campus, and this joint meeting is targeting all secondary schools around Mitundu. Also happening on Saturday, 19th October in Kasungu, there will be joint meetings at the following venues: Tuntama All Saints CDSS, Kaberula CDSS, Kadifula CDSS, and Manyani CDSS. SCOM will have a national theme launch on 26th October 2024 at Baida Secondary School in Nilongwe from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lastly, the SCOM Universities and Colleges section, UCS, will have a national conference from 1st to 3rd November 2024 at Mzuzu University. And the theme for the conference is pressing towards the goal. Registration fees are 5,000 kwacha for students that will be coming from the eastern and southern region, 6,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the central region, and 7,000 kwacha for those that are based in the northern region. Well, that's how we wrap up today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions or feedback, or if you want to share your testimony or SCOM updates, please just get in touch on 0881-775-483. That number again, 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on our website, www.scommalawi.org. And remember to visit our Facebook page. The Facebook page link is facebook.com/scom.mw for more updates about SCOM. Also, broadcast live SCOM services so you can relive the moments on this Facebook page. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we'll bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM here on TWR. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaidos. SCOM!